Hi, my name is Elijah, and today I'll be reading Ivan, The Remarkable True Story of the Shopping Mall Gorilla by Catherine Applegate and illustrated by G. Brian Karras. I hope you enjoy. For everybody who loved Ivan. In leafy calm, gentle arms, a gorilla's life began. A baby was born in a tropical rainforest in Central Africa. He was part of a large family of Western lowland gorillas. The troop included babies, juveniles, females, and a male leader, the silverback. The more the babies grew, the more he played. The more he played, the more he learned. He rode on his mother's back and listened to the hoots and grunts and chest beats of his father. He watched the older gorillas, clever and quick, as they wrestled and chased and swung from vines. He did not learn about humans until it was too late. Poachers with loud guns and cruel hands stole a little baby gorilla and another baby. After thousands of miles and endless days in black, damp crate, at last light came and fresh air. The jungle green with life was gone. The gorillas have traveled halfway around the world to Tacoma, Washington. A man who owned a shopping mall had ordered and paid for them like a couple of pizzas, like a pair of shoes. People cooed and laughed and held the babies. They dressed them in human clothes and fed them human food. The shopping mall owners ran a Name the Babies contest. The winning names were Burma and Ivan. One dark day, soon after the babies arrived in their strange new world, Burma died. Without her, Ivan was all alone, with too much left to learn. While he was little, Ivan was cute and cuddly. For the first 3 years, he lived in a home, like a human child. He slept in a bed and went to basketball games. He held babies and rode on motorcycles. He had learned many things gorillas in the wild don't need to learn. One thing Ivan did need to learn was how to eat. The more he ate, the more he grew. The more he grew, the less he could live in a human world, in a human house. A cage mall became Ivan's new home. There wasn't much to do. Sometimes watching TV, sometimes he played in an old tire. Sometimes he finger-painted, signed the papers with his thumbprint. Mostly he watched humans watching him. Ivan was about 13 when his coat began to shimmer. With silvery white hairs, he grew into a silverback gorilla in the jungle. He would be ready to protect his family, but he had no family to protect. A year passed. People began to grow angry of Ivan's lonely life. Children and adults wrote letters and signed petitions and held protests. Ivan lived in a cage without company of other gorillas for 27 years before he was sent to another journey. This time, hands were gentle. Zoo Atlanta wasn't a jungle. It was a place with walls. Still, the breeze carried jungle sounds and scents. Scientists who understood the needs of gorillas helped Ivan adjust slowly, carefully, gently to his new life. Finally, it was time. Was Ivan ready? Cameras clicked. Reporters watched. Ivan stepped out into the cool green grass and the sunlight gleamed off his silver hair. People cheered and laughed and wept with joy. Ivan, the shopping mall gorilla, was in a place with trees and grass and other gorillas at last. In leafy calm, gentle arms, a gorilla's life began again.